Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. Mm. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning. Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning.
It's Miss J in the morning. I'm your host today, Miss J, and I'm so grateful for all of you who are already tuning in. It is Christmas Eve. I am so excited. This is one of my favorite holidays, one of my favorite times of the year. It's cold outside, so everybody stays in more. You get to be around your family more. You get to snuggle more. You get to learn and love on each other even more. You get to stay in, wrap up, sit back, and have an awesome morning right here. Miss J in the morning. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com Mondays through Fridays, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. And we are now featured on iartistradio.com Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Those of you who have big families, even if you have small families, y'all know how it is. You got people sleeping on your couch. People sleeping on the floor. You got five people in one bed, eight people on another bed, people under the table, on top of the table, sleeping in lounge chairs. That's how we do it. So this morning, I want to make sure that I continue to do what we do right here on Miss J in the Morning, is help you OD on positivity. There's a lot going on in the world, and some of us are experiencing some tragedies or have experienced some tragedies around this time of the year, and it gets difficult to focus on all the cheer and all the jolliness. But I want you guys to change your perspective. I've lost loved ones that I miss around this time of the year, but you guys, it does not. It does not. It does not change the fact that you are still here, that you are still blessed, that you still have life, that you are still going and you are still standing. There may be times you need to cry. There may be times you feel angry. There may be times that you feel lonely, but OD on positivity. And the positive thing about that is that you still have life. Christ came that you may have life, and that more abundantly. And the safest, the best place to be is in the will of God. We don't understand everything that he does. It's not meant for us to understand it, but it's meant for us to trust our Heavenly Father and to understand that he knows the plans that he has for us, plans to prosper us, not to harm us. We know that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper, whether that's physical, mental, or spiritual. We know that on this day, we have been given a gift, a beautiful gift, and that gift is life. We woke up today with life. We woke up today with life. We woke up today with brand new mercies. We woke up today with brand new grace. You looked over and your family was there. You looked over and you could still use your arms and your legs. You still have a roof over your head. There are some people that are out on the streets this morning. There are some people that don't have anybody this morning. So we're going to focus on the positive on today. Y'all know how I do it. I'm going to push you. I'm going to probe you. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to force you to OD on positivity, because that's what we need to do. You don't need new clothes. You don't need a new house. It's not even that you need more money. What you need is a different perspective. And I'm going to help you do it right here, Ms. J in the Morning. Let's go ahead and get started. One of my good feel-good songs. Y'all know I love this song, and I know y'all love it too because y'all requested it. It was on our 12 Days of Christmas show. The top 12 countdown that we did a few shows back. Make sure you log on to blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. You can listen to our archive shows. Make sure you check out our 12 Days of Christmas, the top 12 songs requested right here by your fellow listeners. So here's Fred Hammond, I Feel Good, starting off the show this morning, Ms. J in the Morning. Tell everybody to tune in. You can also listen from your phone, so go ahead and call in, 714-816-4743. It's going to make you feel good, because I feel good. Here we go.
Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody.
Won't be there. We just got word that there was a fire
in Texas, and I know you guys are saying, well, you know, you said you won't report any negative news, and it's not that we're reporting any negative news right here on Ms. J in the Morning, but we want to make sure that you're also aware of the things that are going on in the world and just how blessed you are. There are people, there was a fire in a certain area in Texas, and over 100 families lost everything, everything. And so now they're having to deal with starting all over again. I mean, just the grief of losing anything is hard. I mean, I've been there. I've been homeless before. I've had to sleep in the car before. I've lost everything before. And it's the feeling that you just don't ever really, truly, totally get over. But God allows certain things to happen for a certain reason. We may not fully understand what that reason is, but you have to understand that all things are working together for the good of those that love him and are called. We are called to a higher purpose. It's not just about right here and right now. You have to understand that it's not until tragedy happens that everybody comes closer together. The world gets more compassionate. Before, everybody just going by each other, you're cussing each other out on the highway, you're flipping each other off in the stove because somebody cut you in line. But when this happens, people take time to appreciate life more. You appreciate the things you have more. And I'm not saying in any way that God would do that just to get you to understand, but you have to change your perspective. And think about where you are in life. Don't let it be to where you lose a loved one that now you wish that you had an opportunity to tell them how much you love them even more. Don't wait until you lose everything that you wish that you value, things that you had, and value the things that your parents and the things that you worked for even more. Make sure you do that now. Make sure you do it now before it really is too late. So we're going to get into some music. I'm going to give y'all a little massage. I understand some of y'all a little tender and a little sensitive around these times, but I want you to keep smiling, and I want you to understand that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and if nobody understands, y'all know I understand. Right here, Ms. J in the Morning, we're going to keep it going. We go OD on positivity. When we come back, pretty soon, we'll have the area code check-in, so make sure everybody calls in, 714-816-4743. Here's Whitney Houston, one of the greats that we lost this year, but her music still rings true. It is still beautiful, and we still love her, and we honor her. Whitney Houston right here on Ms. J in the Morning.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now, I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun, after all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you, I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. Searching for that open door, and every road that I've taken led to my regret, and I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you.
the illustrious, the late Whitney Houston. I look to you right here on Ms. J in the morning. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com, Mondays through Fridays, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, and now featured on iartistradio.com, Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shouts out to DJ Abnormal, my East Coast family, my West Coast family, my family up north, my family down south, my international family. I even got a tweet the other week from some folks that are listening in Canada. So we're getting all the folks to check in, and I'm grateful for it. So later on in the show, we're going to do the area code check-in, so y'all have an opportunity to rep your city. I got more area codes popping up I ain't never seen. I had to get on Google to Google a few of them to find out where is this area code located. So I'm so grateful for all of you guys who are continuing to support me, continuing to support the show, the company, your local artists, your national artists. Go ahead and get on YouTube. You know Whitney Houston is just all over the place. I grew up listening to her back when she had the big old bow in her head back in the 80s. Yes, I'm an 80s baby, y'all. I'm an 80s baby. So, you know, most of us grew up listening to Whitney Houston. And like we talked about before, around the holidays, it's a little bit bittersweet because we miss the ones that we love. But you take an opportunity to cherish the memories that you have. Don't focus on that they're not here. Focus on that you had a gift, and the gift that you had will never, ever be forgotten. Never be forgotten. You have memories. I lost my dad when I was a teenager, and they're around the holidays, always missing them, birthdays. Nothing will ever be the same until I changed my perspective. And I said, you know what? I'm going to make it a habit. I'm going to make it a tradition that every time I start feeling like that, I'm start looking and thinking about the funny, the best memories that we've ever had. And one thing I remember about my dad is that he loved to sing. My dad was a pastor. Yeah, I'll put it out there. I'm a PK, y'all. And he loved to sing. Whitney Houston was one of his favorite artists. Dionne Warwick, who was actually Whitney Houston's aunt, was one of his favorite. Nat King Cole. He just loved all the classics. He loved all the greats. But the funny thing about my dad singing all the time is that he couldn't sing, y'all. My daddy didn't have, no, he didn't have a voice. He did not have a voice to sing. He could preach. He could pray. He was a great provider. He was an awesome, awesome man of God. He was just a great father to a lot that he didn't even conceive. They weren't his biological children. And he still loved them the same and even loved them so much that, you know, we grew up like, okay, well, that's still dad. My dad loved to sing, and he didn't care. He would belt out loud. He would sing out strong with no music, no help. He would catch you off guard and scare you a little bit. But he loved music so much, and he enjoyed great music so much that it didn't even matter that he didn't sound good, and our ears was on the side bleeding. We'd be like, Daddy, please stop. He would close his eyes, tilt his head back, and he would blow. And it always brings a smile to my face. It always makes me laugh. And I crack up thinking about it all the time. And I want to encourage you guys to do the same around the holidays. Think about the happy times. Think about the great memories that you have. Those will never, ever, ever be taken away from you. Those will never, ever, ever be erased. Those are stories that I can share with my son and my children to come. And I can share with my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. That's the legacy that these great people are leaving behind. You will always have those memories. You will always have the love. It will never fade away. It will never go away. A lot of people like to say, well, time will heal. Well, you can't put a time on grief. You can't put a time on healing. I'm not going to be the one to tell you that it's going to happen in a few years. It's been about 13 years since my dad is gone, and I still miss him the same. It still hurts the same if I allow myself to dwell on the negative, but we're going to dwell on the positive. We're going to OD on positivity. We're going to continue to walk in the things that God has for us. We're going to continue to focus on the gifts that we have now. We're going to continue to listen. We're going to continue to stand. We're going to continue to believe. Let's get right back into some music. This is Forever Jones. It's time to believe. Ms. J in the morning. Mm-hmm. To take care of all of your needs according to his riches in glory. If you delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things will be added unto you. He can do and he will do exceedingly, abundantly, above anything and everything that you can even ask for or even imagine. That's the God that we serve. Forever Jones, it's time to believe. It's time to believe in what God says. Don't let your past dictate your future. When we see small, he sees great. When we speak doubt, he speaks faith. It's time to believe. You lived your life long enough believing what those folks told you when you was little. You lived your life long enough believing what those folks told you in high school. You even wasted some time believing what your ex told you about yourself, and now you're in bondage and afraid to get into a new relationship. You ward off marriage, and you don't want to even talk about it. You want to sit here and say, well, I'm not going to get married to nobody. I'm not going to have any kids, because you're believing all that negative stuff. It's time to believe in what God says and believe it fully. You can't receive the fullness of God if you don't trust him fully. You can't receive all the blessings and all the promises if you don't put your entire all, not just believing in it when you need it. It's not a convenience. It's not a wardrobe. It's not a trend. It's not a fad. It's a lifestyle. It's a revolution that needs to happen, something that can't be turned back. You can't turn it on and then turn it off. I believe you on this area, but I don't believe you in that area. I trust you in this area, but I don't trust you in that area. You have to do it 100% because he's a 100% God. It's time to believe. It's time to show our appreciation right here, Ms. J, in the morning. I appreciate you all. Right here, we are ODing on positivity today. We are going to focus on the great and the greater. We are going to have awesome memories this holiday season. We are going to do some awesome and wonderful things in the new year. I appreciate everything that I now have. I appreciate that I am not where I used to be. I appreciate where I am now because I know I'm going to bigger and greater. Here's a spoken word break. Appreciation. Take a listen. Tell everybody to tune in. 714-816-4743. Our area code check-in is coming up soon. Make sure you check in and rep your city. Here's a spoken word break. Appreciation on this day in the morning.
As I stand here before you with my arms spread wide, I just want to take a second to pull myself out to tell you how much you mean to me. See, my life was in shambles because I was just chasing things that my mind scrambled. Unaware that every second away from you, my heart withered like a flower with no rain, like cold nights upon flames. Such a shame, all the time that I wasted while the poison of the world I tasted. Face it, I gave in to my curiosity, not caring of your thoughts for me or your life for me. I ran away as you sought after me drastically, diving into the world of chaos and rapidly. The moments I'd gave became the years I'd lost. I walked down the unknown roads I crossed as my soul, like a puppet on the waves, was tossed. But from the throne in heaven, you beckoned my soul and told me you can take this broken mess and make it whole. And still, I ran. As my mother prayed, I ran. As my sister prayed, I ran. Right into my own coffin, I ran. Your praises no longer sang, but swam with the damned. Until one day I slammed into myself. And as I searched the face in the mirror, the lifeless eyes, the mind not wise, who fell victim to the world that was sensationalized, I realized I was watching me die. And so I said goodbye, and you reached down like lightning meets the ground, and flowers stretched towards the sun. I stretched towards the one who loved me even when I became undone. My anchor was your grace that led me into the secret place where the Most High dwells and reveals his face to the unfaithful and rejected. To me, consume me like fire consumes paper, evaporate me like mist or water vapor, solidify me like water into ice, purify me and remove every vice, captivate my mind until I reach the state where my thoughts cease to be, where I'm shackled to your side and you control all of me, not just what I want to give up, not just where I want to obey, but perform open heart surgery on me and remove the parts that have decayed, let me fade away like a celebrity's fame or fortune, as I dive deeper into my depths of my God-directed soul searching, cause I need you. Cause life is not life without you. Cause the shadows of my past creep on today's skies, trying to change my mind's forecast from free to paralyzed. I've realized that you are the sustenance of my living. Intertwine our hearts so that mind follows your rhythm. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. Let them beat as one as the seeds of iniquity in me become undone. Lord, Father, King, Savior, be present in my thoughts and my behavior, that my life will be a dedication to you now and forever, that I may achieve my full potential in whatever endeavor. You never said it would be easy, and I wouldn't expect it to be, because you're ripping out of me all the sin you detect within me. But the pain of my loss don't compare to the pain of your cross, so do what you gotta do to get connected with me and bring out the plans that you've selected for me. So as I stand here before you with my arms spread wide, I just want to take a second to pour myself out, to tell you how much you mean to me, for all that I am or ever will be, I am because of you.
What it do? This is Matt, repping Harlem. and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
This is the last take for the night. Understand it's kind of late, and I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him. That's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love him more. Let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed, yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed, yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed. Less, less. Yeah, yeah, yes. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song. You're so blessed, yes, yes. Gonna rock the dawn all day long. You're so blessed, yes.
The head sister in charge of Tender Hands Safe Haven. Make sure you log on to tenderhandssafehaven.org. Advocates Against Domestic Violence. Of course, we know the majority of victims are women and children, but it happens to men too. Around the holidays, it gets really stressful. A lot of things go on, a lot of memories. People are upset because they don't have money, whatever the situation is. Some people don't know how to communicate properly. Sometimes they yell, sometimes they lash out, sometimes they're verbally abusive, emotionally abusive, even psychologically and physically abusive. But no matter what the situation, no matter what you're experiencing, there is never an excuse for abuse. If you are in a domestic violence situation, you need help. You need the help. You must get the help. I remember Sharon Charles shared a statistic that says that a lot of victims don't leave until about the 8th or the 10th act of violence. And most of the time they lose their lives before they get out. Get out while you can. Get the help while you can. If you are an abuser, you need help. You need help. You need the education. Log on tenderhandsafehaven.org. There's an 800 number, toll-free, 24/7. Doesn't matter if it's a holiday. Doesn't matter what time of day it is. Get the help that you need. If you know somebody who is experiencing something like that, but you're just not sure, get the education you need so you can identify the signs. If you've never experienced anything like that, make sure you never will. Educate yourself. Log on to tenderhandsafehaven.org. Doing a fundraiser. We got to raise money for the end of the year to help these families out. You guys need tax breaks. Those of you who've been getting some extra money, or you didn't claim what you were supposed to claim, or didn't claim what you needed to, or claim what you didn't need to, you need a tax break. You need to donate. TenderhandsSafeHaven.org. Make sure you put your money where you know you're going to get a great return. It's a 501c3, which means it's tax deductible. You'll get your breaks. Log on to the IRS.gov. Get the information you need about your personal taxes. Get the information you need about your personal taxes, IRS.gov, all the forms, all the information. You need a tax break. You need to donate. Even if you don't need a tax break, you still need to donate. Log on to tenderhandsafehaven.org. Find out more information. They take all major credit cards. There's no excuse. They're on Facebook. They're on Twitter. You only got cash. You ain't got it. You go ahead. She'll come to you. They need it. There's families that need diapers. They are now a national diaper bank. So they're helping babies with families that need diapers. You know, sometimes you get twins and you wasn't expecting it. And it's hard when you got two babies in diapers, or you just had a baby coming out of diapers and another one coming in. And diapers are not cheap. I'm a mother. I know. I was quick to potty train my baby. Those of you who need help and you need diapers yourself, make sure you log on tenderhandsafehaven.org. Find out more information about all the services they offer. They're a full-service agency. They also have great referrals. Don't care about where you are. They will get the help that you need. Shouts out to them. Shouts out to everybody, all of my partners, all of my sponsors who continue to tune in and continue to support me. Those of you who continue to call in, I am grateful for you. Those of you who take out time of your day to start in the right way with your girl, Ms. J, right here, Ms. J in the morning. Y'all know what time it is. It's the area code check-in. That's how we do it. I always laugh at this time of the show because when I say that, I get about 18 numbers popping up. Those of you listening on your computer, get in on this. You can call in 714-816-4743. It's the area code check-in. Make sure you get in right now, 714-816-4743. Trying to give y'all a little time to call in because I see area codes popping up right now. I laugh at y'all because y'all listen on the computer and y'all like, oh, I want to call in on this. She called out my area codes. About 18 to 20 of y'all to call in real quick. So go ahead and get in on this. If you're listening on your computer, blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions, you can listen from your phone by dialing 714-816-4743, no matter where you are in the world. Long-distance charges do apply if you have to pay for long distance. But go ahead and call in right now. It's time for the area code check-in right here on Ms. J in the morning. Let's go, 501-209-916. 510-310-818-323-770-727-917-313-513-662-424-757. Woo! Are there any more? Did I say 513? Another one just popped up. I see y'all calling in. Those of you who are listening on your computers, shouts out to the HPs, shouts out to the Dells, the Macs, no matter how you're listening, I appreciate you. Shouts out to all the cell phone carriers, Sprint, Boost Mobile, T-Mobile, AT&T, Verizon Wireless, Virgin Mobile, Metro PCS be having it on lock. I'm going to say it again, shouts out to Verizon Wireless. Shout to me. One in Consumer Reports for 2012, Verizon Wireless. Yes, they did. I know Mac and AT&T got it on lock with the iPhone and all that stuff, but Verizon's still kicking, still doing it big. Those of you who are staying true to your cell phone carrier, those of you who got Metro, those of you who got TracFone, if you still got a Cricket, don't be ashamed of it. Just as long as you can stay connected and you holding it down, shouts out to you too. I love you all, and I'm so grateful for everyone who tuned in, who continues to tune in every day, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, right here on Ms. J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity, no matter what you're experiencing in life. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. I want y'all to say it with me. Actually, repeat after me. When I say repeat after me, I want y'all to repeat after me. No matter what anyone says about, say it louder. Y'all still sleep? No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It's the Ms. J Challenge. It takes 21 consecutive days to build a habit. Why don't we build a habit of positivity? You know, positivity is the only drug that is approved by God. It's the only drug that you cannot get arrested for. It's the only disease that you can spread that ain't nobody going to get mad at you. Just go ahead and OD on positivity and touch somebody else so they can get it. And then, you know, you sneeze and positivity get all on them. And then they go and touch somebody else, and they get positive. Then you cough, and positivity come out, and you get all on them, and they be oozing with positivity. That's what we want in the world. That's what we need in life. We're going to OD on positivity right here, Ms. J, in the morning. It's the holidays. I understand it's hard, you guys. You guys stressing because you used your last to get your baby the pants that he wanted because they cost $70, and you told him that you would do it because he showed himself approved in school. You told your daughter you would get her that phone, and she did it, and you act your wits in. You got folks at your house you don't even want there. You're cooking for folks you don't even know. Your in-laws are coming in, and they didn't even want y'all to get married. So y'all know how it gets around the holidays, but I want y'all to focus on the positive things that you have right now. You have the memories that you're building, the new traditions, those newlyweds out there. This is your first Christmas together. Those of you who have new babies, it's their first Christmas. All the little pictures, your baby sleep, you don't put Rudolph's nose on them and all that cute stuff. It's the holidays and we love it all. We go OD on positivity. Those of you who are experiencing what you call a struggle, those of you who are experiencing what you call lack in the holiday, don't worry about it. It's okay. Jesus is the reason for the season. Those of you who are just too theological, Jesus wasn't born on this day. It was in the summertime. Look, we ain't tripping about all that. The fact is, this is the time of year where the world is finally on one accord. Everybody has cheer. Everybody is looking to give instead of get. Everybody is trying to show love. Everybody is trying to do better. I don't care if it's in February. I don't care if it's in May. I don't care if it's in December. The true meaning of Christmas is the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's what we are celebrating today. That's what we are focusing on this holiday. We are focusing on the greatness of this holiday, the spirit of the holiday. So don't worry about you couldn't get everything that you wanted to get this year. Don't worry about that you didn't get everything that you wanted to get this year. Some of y'all have been unemployed still for 2 years and you couldn't have the holiday that you want to have. Don't trip on all that. God's got it. So let's get into some music. It's my boy Jay Moss. It's time to party. God's got it. Here we go.
Yo, P. Hey, ready? It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta work. Whoa. Why? God's got it. I look around and my heart is a little heavy. The money's fading fast and I'm looking for a blessing. People looking for jobs.
Keela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Managed, making it happen.
Worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus, OD, overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music, uplifting topics, resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show, blogtalkradio.com/Miz, MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaways.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Rod X out of Atlanta, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning.
Through steel. everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe helps to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes
holidays. I was born on Thanksgiving Day. Give me y'all a little insight about Miss J. I was born on Thanksgiving Day, and of course, that's my favorite holiday. I think that's the only time when gluttony really isn't a sin. I mean, you know, God give us a little leeway and say, okay, you need a little, eat a little bit extra. But Christmas, the holidays, the New Year, the time when everybody seems to come together. It doesn't matter what your religious background is. It doesn't matter what part of the world you're in. It doesn't matter what your race is, what your age is. Around this time of the year, everybody has holiday cheer. Of course, you got a couple of Scrooges that are sprinkled in there to say, oh, bah, humbug. We're not talking about them. We're talking about people coming together. Everybody goes to the shelters more. They give more. They donate more. They, you know, put on more concerts, benefits, events, and y'all know how it is when it comes to New Year's. Everybody seems like they have a sense that they truly believe they can start all over again. And we know the truth, that you don't have to wait until then. You can start right now, today. But no matter what it is, I'm just grateful that people still have hope. People are still believing. People are still loving and focusing on the great gifts that we have right now. That was Toni Braxton singing the classic Christmas song. The original was Nat King Cole, but I like to throw in a little spin, a little new age, because I know I got some youngsters out there that might not be able to relate to the great Nat King Cole. Those of you who don't know who he is, y'all know Natalie Cole, that's her dad. Y'all need to go ahead and Google. I'm going to give y'all some music tips. On tomorrow, it's Christmas Day, and Miss J in the Morning ain't stopping. We are still going to be on air. We're going to have our special extended show full of the best in holiday music. Y'all know the Temptations Christmas, the Jackson 5 Christmas, Mo, Toni Braxton, Mariah Carey. Y'all know my favorite group is Boyz II Men. Y'all know we about to do it. We about to go off the chain. We going to throw in all types of awesome Christmas classical music, instrumentals, jazz music, Will Downing, Kenny G. Y'all know how we do it right here, Miss J in the Morning. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We start live 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. So while y'all getting the turkeys finished, the ham, the pies, the cakes. Y'all waking up, getting the coffee, getting breakfast done and cooking. I'm going to be right here with y'all celebrating with my family as well. So y'all might hear folks talking in the background. We all going to have a family party. Those of you who feel you don't have anybody to celebrate, make sure you log in because you can celebrate with me right here, Miss J, in the morning. Y'all know how we do it. I love it. I love the holidays. I love the fact that you guys chose to tune in today. Make sure you tell your family to tune in. Put it on your computer. Hook up the speakers. Make sure you put it around the house because we're going to have a ball. All the best in holiday music. We're going to take you back. We got people calling in to share their best holiday memories. Make sure you call in 714-816-4743. We're going to open the line so y'all can share. You can say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody. So make sure you keep it locked. Miss J in the morning, Christmas special on tomorrow. Make sure you keep it locked right here, blogtalkradio.com/Miss J Productions. Y'all hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. Log on to the website, MissJProductions.com. There you can find out all the information you need. We have frequent updates. So y'all can stay connected with everything that's going on and our partners. I love you all. So grateful for today's show. So grateful for you all. I love you, love you, love you, and I'll talk to you in the morning. Mwah.
Live worldwide.
Word.